You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we are going to be continuing with our series of Shirim of the Zohar on the Parsha, illuminating the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu with the Torah of Rashbi, and illuminating the Torah of Rashbi with the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in this week's Parsha, Parshas Tazria, what we encounter is the dynamics of relationship, the dynamics of the relationship between masculine expression and feminine receptivity. Far from being limited to a gender construct, these are concepts that rests at the very core of existence, to the degree that the first two stages of expression, Tzimtzum and Kav, constriction and expression, are representative of the original tchuna, nature of masculinity and femininity. And both ultimately are expressed in a singular, impossible unity that reveals both the chasadim and the gevuros. But as it descends downwards, all things begin to split into the binary of expression and reception, Zachar and Nekeva, Orus and Kalim, giving over and receiving. And then when we come to the parshios of human experience, when we come to the parshios of the laws of Tum and Tahara, the real experience of human relationship, of encounter, of meeting the other person, there's always going to be a pegisha between the masculine and the feminine expression. Now, obviously, as we know from Pnimius HaKabbalah and explicit in the Chitzonius HaKabbalah as well, is that there's nothing that's only Zachar or Nekeva in its essential nature of the spiritual tendencies of those kohos, but rather everything is comprised of all, and therefore within the Zachar, there's an element of Zachar and Nekeva, and within the Nekeva, there's an element of Zachar and Nekeva. And in each and every element, those elements speak to the specific valence. The Zachar is the Zachar, the Nekeva is the Nekeva, but within that fixed system of Zachar and Nekeva, there exists the movement, the potentiation, and the relationship between the chalakim of Zachar and Nekeva within the self. Zachar would be the mindful, kind of active intellectual processes, while the Nekeva would be the emotional tendency and the capacity to draw it down into Kalim. And within the feminine quality, you'll find also the aspect of the Zachar, which is going to be the movement towards the expression of reception itself. I'll call upon him. The most significant point is to realize that the Zachar and the Keva are always coming about to reveal a Yichud. The entire system of Kabbalah, of Pnimius HaTorah, is about the process of Yichudim. Of Yehudim taking two apparently separate elements of existence, things that appear to be in stark opposition to one another, paradoxical and contradictory to one another, in every aspect of themselves, to reveal how ultimately they are part and parcel of the same thing. And not only that, but revealing that they're part and parcel of the same thing reveals an even deeper level of understanding. Because on the one hand, the yichud is when I see separation in reality and I say, let me sew these two things back together to reveal that that which is split can also be unified. That's one level of shalom. That's one level of a yichud. And that's always what we have to do first and foremost. It's to look at separation and to unify separation. But the next stage in the yichud is to come to realize that the revelation that these two things can, in truth, be connected together, that the zachar and the nekeva can be connected together, that light and vessel can be connected together, reveals retroactively that, in truth, they're emerging from the same singular place and they're two pulsations of a singular expression in the secret of Echad Shushtayim, one that expresses itself as two. Achas dibur aleikem shtayim zu shamati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke once and I heard twice. It's only by dint of the human condition that we are forced to see separation and then tie it back together. But that tying it back together, which is ultimately the best that we can do, in the secret of Chanuch Tofer Na'alayim Haya, that Chanuch's job was to stitch together shoes, to fix the tear in reality, to sew things back together. There's a segula that anytime we actually sew things back together and we allow our minds to put the puzzle pieces back of existence as ragged and as jagged as the edges appear, That reveals retroactively the truest secret of what we've been seeing from Rabbeinu Haramchal and all of the tzaddikim, which is that leis aser panim inei, and that separation is also part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression. And that zachar and nekeva, or in kli, things that appear to be so opposite to one another, in truth are working towards the same exact goal. And this applies as well to the secret of the masculine and the feminine within our hearts. We have Yetzer HaTov and we have Yetzer Hara. We have Gevuros and we have Chasad, and we have expression and we have concealment. And the expression of the heart and the halal hayamini in the right side of the heart, which is drawing down the positive aspects of expression within our emotional experience, is going to be what we refer to as the Yetzer HaTov, the general natural tendency to want to kum va'ase, do more, earn more in spirituality and development of self, in expression and sharing and cultivating things that need to be shared, in living a life that is valued enough to believe that it has something essential to it. And in the halal hasmoli, in the right chamber, in the left chamber of the heart, you have the koach of the gevuros. You have restriction, you have intensity, you have process, you have the non-stop movement of frictional pulsation that gives birth to the instantiation of expression, of the resicha sadamim, of the boiling of the pot. The inner conflict that is encountered in the felt senses that are removed from the light of the intellect. Here is the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara we very often see is, again, diametrically opposed, because the same pioneer opposition of Shemesh and Yareach, clarity and concealment, the sun and the moon, Zachar and Nekeva, male and female, expressivity and concealment, Kav and Simsum, hiddenness and revelation, is going to be the same as Yetzer Hara Tov and Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer HaTov is associated with the Shemesh, with clarification, with the revelation of Zachar, of being mashpia something, of giving something over. And the Yareach and the concealment of the Yetzer Hara is going to be that place of gvuros, of hiddenness, of being driven away from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we're going to see in the Zohar HaKadosh, just as we're seeing in the entire reality of the relationship between Isha and Ish, between Isha Kitazria, and that secret of the male expressivity and the feminine receptivity, and the revelation that there's a feminine receptivity within the male expression, and that there's a male expression within the feminine receptivity, as the Arizal spends so much time describing in Sharman and Mad, the always split perception of the singular process of movement from below to above and movement from above to below, the Mayanukvin, the feminine waters that seek more than what they have, desire based on a desire to come closer to something that was once close and is now distant, and the masculine quality of the Mayan Dukhrin, the expressivity from above to below that takes its time, that is calm in its certainty that all good things will come to fruition. The movement from below and the descent of lights from above, all of these things represent the secret of masculine and feminine. And now the Zohar HaKadosh is going to bring that into the story of Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov and Saroshel Esav, the reality of the Yetzer HaTov and the reality of the Yetzer Hara, the reality of the Neshama and the reality of the Guf. And we're going to see how ultimately, just as we're seeing in the dynamic of male and female within the self, of expression and receptivity, of Aris and Kalim, how they're ultimately expressive of the same thing as we see in the highest worlds of Metzias, like Olam HaAkudim, the secret of Mati V'loy Mati, how both oppositional movements of the dialectical sway are in truth both part and parcel of the very fabric of what makes any movement possible, and that both are necessary and that both do what the other cannot, and it's specifically in the mutual recognition of limitation where the energy, so to speak, that allows the two of them to dance together in their paradoxical posture continues to persist. It's specifically mibein shnei hakruvim. It's the bane area, it's the in-between area that actually gives the space necessary to allow the two oppositional forces to unify as one. It's a secret of what Rabbi Nachman describes in Torah Samach Dalid of Kol Yamai Gadalti Bein HaChachamim V'loi Matzati Guf Tov El Shtika, that my entire life I've grown up from in between the Chachamim and I've only found silence as a tool capable of dealing with that. That it seems to be I've spent time by the Chachamim, but what Rabbi Nachman says is that in truth I've spent my life in between the Chachamim, in that place of Tzimtzum, in that place of not knowing how the two of them can connect, which is where the faith that the two of them are connected emerges from. So we're going to see now, in this remarkable piece in the Zohar HaKadosh, how we're going to see how Yaakov Avinu, the Shemesh, which appears to be concealed and eclipsed by the moon, the Yetzer HaTov, ultimately it seems to be in stark conflict with the Yetzer Hara, with Esav, with Saros HaEsav, We're going to see through the lens of the Zohar Kaddish and in the secret of Tazria how ultimately the two of them are unified. Zok the Zohar Kaddish on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Ta Chazi, come and see. V'yivate Yaakov Levado. And Yaakov was left alone. Yaakov was left in his isolation. This is when Yaakov goes back and encounters the Saro Shel Esav in the cover of night. Kedain v'yavik ishimo, and it's that point that the Yitzhahara, the Saro Shel Esav, that shadow part of the self, begins to rumble and emerge and begins to wage battle against Yaakov, still in the notion that Yaakov and Esav are two separate things, that Or and Kli are two separate things, that Zachar and Nekev are two separate things. Tanina, and we've been taught, me sitra didina ka'asi, that we've been taught already that this Malach of Esav, this Saro Shel Esav, this concealment comes about from the side of Din, from the side of Gura, from the side of Nekeva. That's where it comes from, as Rabbi Nachman says, that the Yetzirah is just Gvuros. V'shultane b'seter laila, and its rulership and its capacity to express itself is specifically in the time of night. That there's a mindset of night, there's a nocturnal reality that exists within the heart of each person at every moment, even when they're awake, just as there's a wakefulness that exists at the heart of sleep, of ani yishena v'libi er, so too there's a sense of shena that exists at the heart of sleep, as the Piyazetzner Rebbe describes. Base ishan va'ayira, in a time of slumber while I'm still awake, in a time of closing off the mind and slumber while I'm still awake. That's the refinement of the laila in the mind, the ability to tap into that place of me'ema sa'ikara neshama ba'arvis. The entire concept of Torah Shebaal Peh is an answer to how to deal with the nighttime of reality, the nighttime which is medame tegalus. But in here in Torah Shebichsav, which is the Shemesh, which is the light of the day, Laila also represents the hither side of things. It represents that place of Esav. It represents not only the place of dreaming, but it represents the place of struggle. And that's where Esav, that's where Gevurah, that's where the seemingly concealing quality of the feminine is going to emerge and appear to be in stark opposition to all that is good. My Beseser Laila, what does it mean that it emerges at a time of nighttime? La ayala galusa, to bring about exile. Again, this binary side of exile, of concealment, of nighttime. Kevan de salik nehura tasha shchela ve'isgaber aleha chela di Yaakov. And because the sun descended, and because the light of the mind descended, and because the daytime of expressivity descended, and Yaakov Avinu found himself in the concealment of night, he lost his strength. He lost his strength to express himself, and this other side of Esav, of Nekeva, of Gvura, of Din, overcomes the strength of Yaakov. Because it comes about from the side of nighttime, and in that time of nighttime, Yaakov Avinu simply doesn't have the capacity to overcome it. But when the light begins to emerge, as Tavkev Kela di Yaakov, Yaakov's strength begins to come back. And he strengthens himself and he overcomes the concealment. And it doesn't mean that the Laila stops being Laila. It means that Yaakov Avinu uncovers the secret of Tfilas Arvis, which is the ability to illuminate the darkness. That Achen Yesha Elokim B'makom Azev Anoich Liyadati. I didn't know that Hashem was here also. But in the depth and the darks of night, specifically in that Pachad of Shema Yigrom Hachet, Yaakov Avinu taps into the secret of Bitachon, and he comes to realize that the light of day can be found even within the darkness of night itself, because the Amud HaShachar was not yet there. The Amud HaShachar was incoming, but it was not yet light. But Yaakov Avinu encounters the secret of the Nehura, the light that exists even when it's still dark, light of Mariv, Istakev, Chelad Yaakov. And Yaakov's strength gets stronger, V'achid Veve Iskaber Alayu. And he has the ability to overcome and to integrate all that appears to be separate, to integrate the concealment, to integrate the Yetzirah, to realize that the Nekeva, the feminine, the concealment, the Levana, all of these secondary things which appear to be so symptomatic of exile are in truth part and parcel of the grand unity that is being revealed and that could not be revealed without those aspects. Chamele Yaakov Dahashlichahu. Yaakov comes and sees that this was a shliach from Shemayim, and there's another girsa in the Zohar Kadosh which says Hamelei, meaning the Saro Shel Esav saw that Yaakov the Hashlemuhu, that Yaakov in truth had a fullness to him, that Yaakov Avinu was not going to be defeated. Why? Because that fullness is the integration of the darkness into the light of day. The Yaakov Avinu came to not be afraid of the Yetzirah because he came to understand that the Yetzirah is also part and parcel of the Chedavasa de Shemaisa. And that in fact, Barasi Yitzharu Barasi Toyer Tavlin, that the Iker Chayfetz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is for us to be Mamtik the Yitzhar, to be Mahapechid into a Malach Toiv, and to be Megalaha, all of the Levushim, all of the concealment, all of the apparent darkness and the Nakeva and the Gvuros are all in truth Makom of Tosefes Kishut. Amr Le, Yaakov says, I'm sorry, Amr Le, Shavakli deloy yechilnulach. The Malach Rav Esav, the Tzad Hara, says, it's clear to me that I am incapable of overcoming you, Yaakov. My time alo yachilei. Why couldn't the other side overcome the side of goodness? Why couldn't the apparent distinction between masculine and feminine overcome the possibility of the secret of unity that rested between the two of them? What persisted at the heart of Yaakov Avinu, who was able to marry Yaakov, Rachel and Leah, the tutzdadim of min ha'olam ad ha'olam atakel, to realize that above and below are both part and parcel of the secret of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Began to have a salik nehura ve'etaber chela didei. Because the light began to break and the light began to be revealed and the crack emerges in the armor of the other side and it's suddenly going to be revealed to be part and parcel of the grand plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It can't be seen in its costume. The Yetzirah cannot be seen in the light of day, because through the light of day we come to understand that the Yetzirah is nothing but a malach, and that all we have to do, like Rabbi Nachman says in Tikkun Klali, is to be mafsik tzat, to create a little bit of a break in our minds, to separate between ata seser li and Mitzar, because Ata Seser Li is Rosh Tevos Samech Am Aleph Lamed, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Mem, which comes afterwards, would make that the name Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, which is the name of the Yetzirah. But when a person breaks and a person pauses and a person separates themselves from that desire and separates themselves from that unbearable weight of feeling that everything is concealed and everything is unfixable. So if I'm able to break, I can reveal. If I'm able to create a pause, I can reveal that in truth, the Yetzirah is part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, as the Zohar HaKadosh explains in numerous places, as Moshe Rabbeinu describes in numerous places. And therefore, the Yetzirah begins to lose its strength when it begins time to it to be revealed that there's a true unity at the heart of all things. D'chsiv, barin, yachad, koich ve'boiker, v'ya'iru kol b'nei Elohim, and baruch Hashem. This is our Kaddish that we chose to do this week is the same pasuk that we spoke about in last week's parsha with Eov, the secret of Parak Lamed Ches and Eov, that the secret over here of how we know that the Yetzirah doesn't have strength in the light of the daytime, because it's revealed that it's in truth part and parcel of the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yichud of Zachar in the cave is going to be fully revealed. So Baran Yachad Koichav Yaboiker, when all of those stars and celestial points of light gather together, V'yariru Kol B'nei Elohim. My V'yariru, what is this V'yariru? What is this awakening? What is this overpowering that takes place? The Itabru Kol Inan, the Asin Mesitra Dedina. What it means is that at the emergence of the stars of the day, again, the light that emerges within darkness itself, the Roishim of the Or that remains even in the Chalal, all negativity is dispersed. All negativity, all nekeva, all din, all gvura, all levana is dispersed. Not it's undone, but it's revealed to be nothing other than part and parcel of the unity itself. Ukedein istatkev Yaakov v'achid bei. And at that point, Yaakov Avinu strengthens himself v'achid bei, and he unifies with it. It's not that he pushes it away. He unifies with it. He sees that this is something that must be integrated into Avodas Hashem. The concealment must be integrated because the Zohar and the Keva are not two separate things. They're a fundamental expression of one another. They're the secret of the Chasadim and the Gvuros, the Chug HaPnimim, which are rooted in the Sha'ashuim Mineyu Bei, in the never-ending, undulating process of expression and concealment, expression of concealment of the Sha'ashuim Mineyu Bei, of the innermost Sha'ashuim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol, which gives birth to existence, which is always the secret of the Yichud Mineyu Bei, meaning that there's always a chelik of Zachar and always a chelik of Nekeva, always a chelik of Chesed, always a chelik of Gevura, because both are fundamentally necessary. The Tzimtzum and the Kav are both fundamentally necessary. So Yaakov is not dispersing the darkness or Esav or the Sarah Shel Esav, God forbid, claiming that it was something opposite from Hashem's unified plan, but rather he is unifying with it. He's integrating it. He's drawing down the unity to reveal that Zachar and Nekeva are one. Amar le shalcheni ki ala shachar. The Malach Rav Esav says, send me away because the time of clarity has arrived and it's not my time anymore. It's not my time. Let me come back and fight you again tomorrow, where you'll still operate in the mindset of the separation between Mashbi and Makabel. Mata zimna l'shav chashiv chadukut shabarichu. It's come time, says the Malach Haraz, that it's my time to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there. It's not time to reveal the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes from me down here yet. I have to only go praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there. Avada up there, I know what my role is, says the Yetzirah. But down here, I'm not ready to sing that praise yet because the time is not ripe for the arrival of the Shechita Yetzirah. And so the Malach Ra says, I have to go praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there because I can't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. Because if I were to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here, then it would reveal the secret unity that exists between light and darkness, which would undo the whole secret of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for us to understand through the hard work of our own processing and birurim in exile. Liz Kanche, it's my time to be re-included within the unity. Vayomer, but what Yaakov Avinu says, and this is the stubborn secret of the Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu, who understands that no, it's not enough to defeat. It's necessary to take the blessing and to build the light within the Kelim of darkness itself. Vayomer lo yashlecha. I'm not going to send you away. Ki im bachartani, because you have to barachtani, you have to give me a blessing. Im tevarcheni mi ba'ilei. It should say, if you bless me, my im birchasani. It should say if you're going to bless me or not. Why does it say whether or not you've blessed me? Ela amar le Yaakov. Rather, what Yaakov says, Vaday avay beirich le inun birchin d'ba'i le bircha le'esav. Yaakov, when he's asking for a blessing from the Yetzer Hara, he's not afraid of not getting any blessing, because Yaakov Avinu, the only way Yaakov Avinu was really able to overcome is because he already knew this secret. He already knew the secret from Yitzchak Avinu, who taught him, from Rivka really, who taught him to steal the brachos of Esav. He stole the brachos of Esav already. He knows what the brachos of Esav are. He knows why Yitzchak loves Esav. Yaakov understands why Yitzchak loves Esav so much. He understands the necessity of being mislabish in the clothing of Esav to receive the brachos. The kelim me kelim shonim of this worldliness and all of its experience. Yaakov Avinu has this understanding. I already have those brachos. My only question is whether you're going to agree to these brachos. I have the light of Esav already, says Yaakov. I've already received the secret of including concealment into the divine avoida of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, of unifying Zachar and Nekeva, Chasadim and Gvurus, Kav and Simsum, Shemesh and Levana, Torah and Tfilah. I already have those brachos. The only thing I'm wondering is if it's time for redemption for you to acknowledge that they're my brachos, for the other side to say Amen Bal Korcho, like it happens every Friday night, that Malach Ra Yomer Amen Bal Korcho, that the negative side is forced to admit and reveal that it too is part and parcel of the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malach Ra Yomer Amen is Rosh Tevos Meir, Ruach HaPenu Mashiach Hashem, Rosh Tevos Meir, Rebbe Meir, who was able to be Megala the depths of Yichud with the secret of the 49 Panem Tahor and the 49 Panem Tameh, and that the door was not capable of being Oymed Al Daiso because he was the Aruch Shebador, he was the secret of Keser, which is Miachid everything. That was the secret. Yaakov Avinu already had the Chachma, as Rabbi Nachman describes in Torah Aleph, that the Chachma is the Pishnayim, is the Bechoyra. He already took the blessings of Esav. Yaakov already integrated the value of concealment in this world and understands that we daven Marav in that place. The only thing he's trying to clarify is if it's time for the other side, that which appears to be inconsistent with clarity, is going to finally admit that it too serves at the divine direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on each and every level, and that there's no period whatsoever, and leis asar paniminei. Ilav, itishbecha alay mekatraga beginayon. Or if you're going to continue to complain about this, Yaakov Avinu is saying, I'm not worried about the brachos. I know the brachos. I know that I am including concealment, the nekeva, the gvura, the tzimtzum, into expression. I know that that's a fundamental part of avoda, because if I can't understand the tzimtzum, then I can't understand the kav. And if I can't understand gvura, then I can't understand chasadim. And if I can't understand mis, I can't understand chayim. V'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. If there's no sha'ila beforehand, if there's no question, then there's no answer that could emerge. So I know that secret. I'm asking if it's time for the question itself to acknowledge that it understands what its true purpose is. Miyad amarle, immediately, vayomer lo Yaakov yomer oid shimcha, and immediately the Malach Ra answers and says that your name is no longer going to be Yaakov. Your name is no longer going to be Yaakov. Why? Ki ka amarle ela hachi ka amarle. This is what he says to him. Lav bechakimu v'lav beukva revachas le'inan birchan. It's clear to me right now that you did not steal those brachos. Those brachos were yours. It was not done through trickery. It was not done through lying. But rather, there's a revelation that even the lying and even the trickery of Klai Yisrael, Rav Tzadok says, in Galus itself is part and parcel of the fundamental revelation that the only emes la'amiso is HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydoi v'atzmo, and that there comes a time where the midah of Yaakov Avinu has to be mislabish itself in the midah of Esav in order to go down, because gam choyshech lo yashkich mimcha, and it's at that point that a person taps into the late sonus, the kedusha of the sheker doiver v'kesef notel, of the revelation that the only true thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the trickery necessary to bring about the stealing of those brachos from Esav. The bracha of the Malach Ra acknowledging this is not only that we have those blessings already, but he's recognizing that that trickery, that dimyon, that deviation that you encountered in your life was also exactly the way it had to be. That was with, it wasn't with chachma, it wasn't with stealing, but rather you deserve it. Lo yomer od shimcha Yaakov. You're not going to be called Yaakov, which is based on the Akveni pa'amayim. The halav be'ukva have ki im Yisrael. You're Yisrael. It's Yashar. This is Yashrus at the heart. It's not undoing the crookedness. It's not undoing the crookedness. It's revealing that there's a straightness at the heart of the crookedness. The crookedness is the kelim of Esav. But what Yaakov Avinu reveals is a straight line at the heart of the crookedness, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a person to enter into a place of what appears to be that sheker in the most general sense of dimyon and not knowing anything whatsoever, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us down into that place with all of the birurim, then it's there to be megala specifically that even the sheker is emes to one degree or another, because the entire Gantz Metzias is an Amud HaShikra. Yisrael Vaday Oidi Alech. Yisrael is the name that I'm going to give you. There's a yashrus. There's a straightness at the heart of crookedness. Uminei nafku birchen. And it's from that place that the brachos are going to come. Begin to ant achid bay. Because now you've revealed the unification. Now you've revealed that darkness itself, the nekeva itself, is going to be moide. That all concealments are for the sake of expression. Va'alda anna v'cholshar achlesoin oidia alayhu. And at this point, Be'ezras Hashem, and it's happening, and it is happening, and it's perpetually happening, that us and everybody else is going to come along and acknowledge that it's yours, and that in truth, the Emes La'amiso is that all of the concealment is ultimately unified with the revelation, and that Zachar and Nekeva are fundamentally unified in their core. Ki Sarisa Emeloikim V'Amanashim V'Tuchal, you have identified godliness on both levels, above and below, Leah and Rachel. Im Elohim kol inan da asin me sitra de dina kashya. What it means is may Elohim from all of those sides of concealment as well, they've come to reveal. This is the entire Sefer Tehillim. This is the entire tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the entire tachlis of Bria Olam, to go down into concealment, to be Megalazayin and the Yichud that comes about afterwards, to reveal that gam choyshech lo yashkrik mimcha. And that the redemption has to come from the palace of Paro itself. Hashem could have ended in Mitzrayim at any moment, but it was the house of Mitzrayim that needed to empty out Mitzrayim. Sasachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. I have negated the power of Mitzrayim through Mitzrayim itself, through the upper Tzimtzum, through the Shoresh HaElyon of the Oz Tohu of Esav, which is Nichla within the Kedusha of the Zachar and the Nekeva. V'imanashim da Esav v'achlesayin dilei. V'imanashim is with Esav and all of the Klipa and all of the powers that come along with that. V'tuchal, and you've been victorious. Yechalta lohin. You're able, you have the yecholes, the inun lo yecholim lach, and they're not able to stop you. V'leishavik le'Yaakov ad oidile al inun birchen, and Yaakov did not stop until he forced him to acknowledge all of those brachos, haveyu dechsiv, as it's written, v'yevarich oisei sham, and that he received the blessing in that place. This nekuda in the Zohar HaKadosh, in my mind, is a fundamental nekuda that has a practical application on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment, second-by-second significance on how we function. A person will come upon the resistance, a person will come upon the split nature, a person will come upon all of the different stages and all of the different expressions and all of the different this, that in the world, and it's going to appear to be mufurad and mufuzar. It's going to appear to be dinim, it's going to appear to be maror and mavas. But it's only when the two-step process of first and foremost believing enough to show how these two separate things are in truth one, and then taking the next step and seeing how ultimately they've always been one, it helps me relate to the concealment in my life. It helps me relate to any moment that I identify with Gevura, where to add insult onto injury, not only do I have to deal with the Gevura, but now I also have to question where the Gevura comes from, and I have to wonder what anything means. And I have to question the value and the systems of my judgment in this world, because something comes along to push me off that path. Instead, let me see all of those deviations from what appears to be the straight path of the mind to be part and parcel of the mind itself, and that they're not deviations that are away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person finds himself in that place of the encounter with Esav, in that place of the Nekeva, in that place of Gevuros, in whatever way it manifests in a person's life, and again, as we always say, these things need to manifest for even a split second within the mind, and Gevura means a slight moment of a tendency towards anger without even expressing anything. Our lows do not need to be any lower than the slightest deviation away from where we typically identify our highs. We do not need to fall any lower. There's nowhere else to fall. And Mamela, in that place when we can be mamtik mar b'mar, when we can see that this too is part and parcel of the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this too will come to be made on the brachos of the neshama that has the ability to say yes to the moment and to say baruch sha'amar v'hayah ha'olam to the moment, is the greatest kavod shamayim that could come about. And that's the secret of Yaakov and Yisrael. That's the secret of Yashar Kael. That's the secret of the Nekuda of Klal Yisrael that persists after all things and it survives even the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite light. Hashem Oiz Le'amo Yitin, as the Baal Tanya says, and it's our ability to be the Tzimtzum itself that enforces Kavyachol, the Gvul, that forces Hashem Kavyachol to reveal himself more and more. If it were not for Yisrael, if it were not for our awareness that this world and all of its concealment and all of its Esav and its Nekev and its Gvura orientation and its Din and its Levana and its Hedar and its absence and all of those different things, that the only purpose for it is ultimately to reveal Kavod Shemayim and Malchus Shemayim and the Tosefes Kishut. And therefore, it's only through Das Yisrael and this recognition that we're able to bring reality into existence for another moment, because otherwise existence is worthless. The only tachlis of existence is for the Tzimtzum of existence to become the halal upon which we reveal more Chaim and we reveal a further expression of divine light and we reveal a further extension of our emunah that survives all attacks on it, that it survives all assaults on it. And Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zoicha to the secret of Isha Ki Tazria, the secret of Mashiach ben Yosef and the Mashiach ben David. That's the Hisgalus of the Or Zaruah Letzadik U'Liyishrei Lev Simcha, and the Tahara process, and the process of going through Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, through the Midbar, towards Har Sinai, Be'ezras Hashem, and to be zoicha to the lights of all of the Tzadikim, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, the light of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and to be zoicha to be nichtav in the book of Tzadikim, in the book of the Zohar HaKadosh, and to be zoicha to the secret of Gula Sadas, Gula Baracham, and Be'ezras Hashem.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.